an award-winning campaign. Well, good morning. I'm Mike Austin with your Fleet Farm Farm Focus. Joining today is Scott Heiberger. He is from the Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield. As we talk about a program that they have been emphasizing to keep our children safe around the farm. And I asked Scott to explain a little bit about the details behind this campaign.
Well, we do a little of everything at the National Farm Medicine Center, but right now we're focusing on a campaign aimed at farm parents. It's called CultivateSafety.org. And what it does, it's a website that pulls together all the resources we've gathered through the years and put together oftentimes in conjunction with farm families using focus groups and kind of consensus development, consulting parents. And so the end result are resources that can help parents decide for themselves if their child is ready to do a particular job, not only taking into consideration physical size and age, but also developmental strengths that the child may have. And also it helps them decide whether maybe that child should not be in the work site at all, especially if they're very young. And CultivateSafety.org pulls it together and kind of gives an identity to this effort. And really the catchphrase is parent first, farmer second. A farmer is many things. They're a scientist and a meteorologist and a psychologist, et cetera. And also they are a daycare provider too. So, but this hits home and it says, you know, no matter all the things that you are, you're a parent first and a farmer second, and we try to appeal to them from that point of view.
Just how dangerous is it continue to be for our kids around the farm?
Well, if you just look at cold hard statistics that the USDA gathers every 3 years or so, injuries to children doing traditional sort of production farm work are trailing downward slowly and steadily. But there's a couple things kind of running counter to that, and one of them is very young children, children under 10 years old, just getting injured in the work site without even engaged in any kind of work. The other thing would be ATVs stand out, and there, of course, it's sometimes a mixture of recreation and work, agricultural work, but you know, ATVs are pretty universal on any kind of farm, so that's another place where we're seeing the injuries go the other way. And anecdotally, this past summer was particularly bad, it seems, for very young children, toddlers, falling off tractors. So you got to ask the question, what were they doing on tractors?
What is it, keeping the top in mind? I mean, you said farmers remember their appearance first, which I think is a great line. But, I mean, what are the ingredients you're trying to get across? What are the elements you feel that maybe can change these trends?
If there's probably one take-home message, it would be that young children don't belong in the agricultural work site. You know, we all were brought up there. We all tagged along. Parents continue to say, well, it's a way to, quote, keep an eye on the child while I'm working. Or, you know, if we don't teach them when they're very young, how are they ever going to grow up to be farmers? But that's the whole key. We want them to grow up and be healthy and be farmers. Really, I guess the key would be challenge yourselves as parents and ask yourselves, does my child really belong in this work site? This isn't an agricultural work site, is a hazardous place, and it is a work site. We have to do our best to separate that on operations where family and home and work site are all mixed together. Do your best to separate and challenge yourself, challenge those old traditions where the kids just were always, you know, at your heels and say, do they really belong here? Is this really a safe place for them to be?
Protecting our most valuable resource, that's our children, as we talk about safety on the farm. My thanks to you for joining us on this Fleet Farm Farm Focus here on 1360 97.5 WTAQ.